This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and you are very welcome. Hey, hey, hello, how lovely to be back with you again. I was going to say Happy New Year. It sounds a bit late for that, but finally I am back live. I wasn't with you live last week because I was still traveling when 1-2 Radio returned for 2024, but hey, we are back live together now, and it is a pleasure, an honor, and also it is another new beginning. And we may have missed the January New Year, the Julian calendar, but it is Imolc, a really lovely festival in the wheel of the year, in the Druid, Celtic, however you like to describe it, wheel of the year, Imolc, which means in the belly, new beginning. So a very, very blessed Imolc to you. And there's lots of things I'm going to share today on the show. So I'm talking Imolc, I'm talking dragons, I'm talking starscopes, I'm talking chat room readings. If you're able to go in the Facebook chat room, I can see you coming in. I will go in there and say hello to you all and do some readings. And I'm also talking apologies. And the apology is to you and to me. Apologies. I was trying to do the maths. I have been with 1-2 Listen, I can't believe I'm saying this, for 15 years. In 2024, it's going to be my 15th year with 1-2 Listen, which is just, it fills me with so many emotions to say that. I don't know where to start. With gratitude, with pride, with connection, with all that I have learned and how I've grown through having the wonderful opportunity to be part of the 1-2 family and 1-2 Listen, and of course 1-2 Radio. So Mark Husson, if you're listening, from the depths of my heart, thank you for accepting me as a tarot reader, starting out as an angel reader on 1-2 Angel and then 1-2 Listen. And I have grown as 1-2 Listen has grown, and the support that I have received from Mark and everybody else on there is just so uplifting, so heartwarming. So that is my Imolc blessing and my gratitude. But I have written starscopes for 1-2 Listen since I arrived. And if you look on the front page of 1-2 Listen, you'll see there are scopes from myself and my colleagues. And before I wrote starscopes for 1-2 Listen, I was writing for two magazines as well. So I think I have been writing starscopes for about 20 years, I think. And in those 20 years, I have never, once, ever not got them ready for the first of the month, except, you know what I'm going to say, today. I just have not got it together this month. So apologies for that, but I promise you in the next, over the weekend, I will get it sorted. There are many, I'm going to say excuses. They're not excuses. There are reasons for this. January has been an extraordinary month for me. January is supposed to be a month when we're still and quiet with the earth. And mine came in roaring like the dragon that is coming towards us in the Chinese New Year. I have been traveling, but also my book, Bedtime Tales for Dogs, has taken off in the most wonderful and extraordinary way, and I have television programs and crews and newspaper articles coming at me. I've been in the national press, which then triggered all the TV stations. So I've now got ITV News, ITV This Morning, Ireland AM, and tomorrow I've got a wonderful crew from Molini Films on behalf of a German network called ProSieben turning up at my house, shooting all day with me and dogs and in the local cafe and weather permitting and goddess permitting and Imolc permitting on the beach. And it's just in the midst of all that delightful maelstrom of stuff, because life always likes to keep you in balance. And hey, I'm a Libra, and so we get our balance. I've also had some health challenges as well. It occurs to me with some amusement today when I was thinking about it that the challenges that I've had going on in the last week have very much to do with my belly. And that's what Imolc means. It means in the belly. So yeah, there's a lot going on down there that if you're eating food, trust me, you do not need to know about too much information, but I'm on it. I'm trying to sort it. I'm trying to get to the heart of what is going on with my energy systems, and then I will sort it. So there we go. That has set the scene. I do just want to take a look in the Facebook chat room and just wish a happy Imolc to you if you are in there. If you can't get into the Facebook chat room, please don't feel that you're missing out. I do wish you a very happy Imolc, but let's have a look at who is in there and what is going on. So I can see, let's have a look, Mary and Maureen and Jennifer and Catherine, Laura, Renee, Suzanne, another Laura. So we've got Laura Flint and Laura Castan Fulton and Sandy and Charlene. So, and Joni, good morning. So I will get in there and do, and Lioness, I've just seen you come into the room. Happy Imolc to you. And yes, it is, as you point out, Catherine, it is also celebration of the Divine Feminine. It's St. Bridget's Day and known by many other names as well, Imolc. So I was going to share that with you. I also wanted to share with you, just because in passing, I thought it was so lovely and too lovely not to share. A dear friend of mine here in the UK, Cassandra Eve, who's also an astrologer, who's currently, I think, in the middle of a beautiful Tenerife desert or somewhere warm. But she's posted up, she's running a course out there, but she's posted up a lovely piece from another astrologer who I don't know, called Stephen Forrest. And it was a sentence that I just think sums up this year and how I feel about life. So I wanted to share it with you. And this lovely man, Stephen Forrest, courtesy of via Cassandra Eve, has said, in the emerging Aquarian paradigm, humanity is simply no longer the center of everything. In fact, we may best be defined as a problem that the rest of the ecosystem is busy solving. I just love that. It's a quote from his article, Pluto in Aquarius, my deepest understanding of it. If you want to go and look up the whole thing, it is forestastrology.com. So I just wanted to share that with you because I thought, yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. Also to talk a bit more about Imolc, obviously it is the divine feminine. It's the birth of the light. It means in the belly because it's that pregnant pause before spring really bursts forth. It's particularly known over here in the UK because we get snowdrops. Now, I don't know if you get snowdrops all over the States, if you're listening in the States. Not very good at USA horticulture. You'll have to let me know. I would think in the colder states you do. I'm not sure in the warmer climes that they would thrive very well. But they're a tiny bell-like flower that hangs its little white bell over. And there's a lovely poem, a small white flower, delicate and pure white, looks to the earth as if talking to the waiting green. Not yet, not yet, it seems to whisper. When I fall, then you can return. I just loved that. So I wanted to share that with you for Imolc as well. So it's the festival of the light of the sun in the wheel of the year. And the light is returning. The light is a child at the moment. The Druids describe it as a weak and helpless child of light that is going to grow stronger day by day. But at the moment, the land still lies in darkness. But soon, in the belly, the Imolc, this light is going to grow and grow. So you might want to spend some evenings doing a ritual for that and seeing what you want to empower this year. That would be a lovely thing to do. Always about new beginnings, letting go. By the way, if you're someone who loves snowdrops, I forgot to mention this because it took me years to remember this. Every year I said, I will remember this word. I will remember this word. And of course I didn't. Finally, I've got it. If you love snowdrops, and some people are very passionate about them and go and there are whole gardens dedicated to different kinds of snowdrops, you're a galanthrophile. So I like that word. So I thought I'd share that with you. So the lovely snowdrops and Imolc. And new beginnings. And I think as well that this year, very powerfully, as I am finding out myself, what we connect to or how we connect to life is having almost an immediate physical impact on our bodies in a way that I have not seen or experienced before. And I experience it, as I say, personally, because I've got a whole Immolc in the belly thing going on with me at the moment. So I wanted to share that. And perhaps we need extra affirmations for letting go. I was reading instantly. I leapt to my Louise Hay Bible, How to Heal Your Life, and thought, what is going on in my body? What do I need to pay attention to? Two things have been given to me, which I share with you, particularly for this time, is to be still. And of course, I have not been still in January. January came at me like a speeding train or a speeding dragon. So I'm having to find ways amidst the maelstrom to be still and listen to what is going on with me. So if you have the same problem, then I would say be still, go within and find out. And also very much in the belly, the affirmations are to do with what do I need to release in order to birth the new, and or what is triggering me. Interestingly for me, what came forth and amuses me greatly, so again I will share that with you, I am as happy as a skylark talking to you on the other side of this microphone. I've always been very happy with my voice and talking on a microphone. What challenges me greatly is either being on a stage or being looked at or being in vision on TV. And of course, what am I doing with this book? Suddenly, that's exactly what has come at me and pushed me straight out of my comfort zone. So perhaps part of my physical impact is me dealing with that. So I share that with you only to say that if you have got something going on, maybe look at what it is you are resisting. Because as soon as we see what we're resisting or has taken us out of our comfort zone, then suddenly we get a handle on what to do about things. So that was me chatting away about that. I did mention dragons, and I'm looking to see where I am on the clock. Yes, I'm all right. I can talk about dragons because, of course, very soon it is the year of the dragon in the Chinese zodiac. And the dragon is the only mythical creature in the Chinese zodiac. That hadn't occurred to me till I read it today, and I thought, of course it is. A Libran is the only inanimate object in the astrology calendar, and the dragon is the only mythical creature. And because it's based on the lunar calendar, it's always a different day every year, but this year they celebrate the dragon or the new Chinese New Year between the 10th and the 15th of February. And as this approaches, dragons are appearing to me everywhere. You know, in my social feed, they are just everywhere. I walked in the supermarket, and of course, because it's Chinese New Year, there are dragon napkins and dragon plates and dragon bunting. Just the dragons are everywhere, and they're already all over my property. So they're just everywhere. And I'm very aware when I'm meditating of their energy that they're very close to me. And I know in the chat room that many of you like your dragons and have come to know your dragons. But in case you haven't, and you would like to meet your dragon, I thought today that perhaps we could do a short meditation to meet your dragon. Now, if you're listening in a way that you can't do this meditation now, of course I will get the show up on demand as fast as I possibly can after I come off air. So you can go back and get this and maybe do it in a time when you can take the time, when you can really be still and listen to your dragon. And there are many, many dragons. Everybody thinks of fire dragons and water dragons. In particular, I was drawn today, because of Immolc, to go deep into the green and a forest dragon. I want to take you on a forest dragon retreat. How does that sound? To meet your dragon. So I'm just going to bring you in a little dragon music, a forest dragon music. And some forest effects. And I'd like you to imagine that you are in a forest, walking along the path. You can hear the babble of a brook that runs through the center of this forest. The light is dappled, the trunks are dark, and the leaves are deep, deep green. And as you walk along, you become aware of another sound. It sounds like a heartbeat to begin with, a thrumming sound, and it becomes louder and louder. And then you realize it is the sound of huge beating wings. It is your dragon. Your forest dragon is approaching. And as you walk along, you come to a wider space in the stream where you can sit down, surrounded by forest with the water running before you, and your dragon circles and makes an elegant landing right on the shore in front of you. And it folds its wings and settles down and lowers its head, and your eyes connect directly to your dragon's eyes, and you feel the warmth and energetic beat of its heart. Spend some time just tuning in to your dragon. You may hear a name, you may not. It doesn't matter. Dragons are energy. And sometimes dragons are huge, and sometimes dragons are quite small and would fit on the palm of your hand. So where is your dragon? Has its shape shifted to fit on the palm of your hand? Whatever size your dragon, ask your dragon to send energy from its beautiful dragon heart string straight into the center of your heart. Feel the power, the bravery, the strength, the protection of your dragon, your beautiful green forest dragon. And know that you can make this connection to your dragon any time you like. All you have to do is open your heart and remember this space and remember the feeling, and your dragon will come to you. So, in this blessed year of the dragon, may your dragon be with you. Gently, whenever you like, return back into the world that you were in before you walked into the forest and met your dragon. Happy Year of the Dragon and a very blessed Imolc. Well, I don't know how that was for you, but that was lovely for me. Oh, I do love my dragons, so let me go and have a look at the Facebook chat room, because you've been very patient in there and you would like a reading, I am sure. So let me just take a look. Now, this is where I play my mouse versus Facebook. You know this one. So let me see if I can get everything in the right order to begin with. So there we go. Facebook is just sorting itself out. Good morning to Suzanne. Good morning to Laura, who would like a message, of course. So a message for Laura. What message? I have my angel tarot with me, of course. So I have a water card for you, Laura, and it's the eight. Now, the eight is always about moving forward or moving on. So and leaving behind things that emotionally you just don't need. It's leaving emotional baggage behind, basically, is an easy way to put it. So what is it, especially on Imulk, in the belly, birthing a new year, what do you need to leave behind? That is the message. Sandy is next. Hello, Sandy. You'd like to ask the angels if a career change is coming. Okay. Well, let's see. Angels, what could you tell Sandy about this new year in Imulk? New changes, a dragon, bravery, New Year's. What have we got? A very positive card, Sandy. Normally this card, it's a fire card. It's the Four of Fire. It's normally connected to home. And it's with Jophiel, Archangel Jophiel, who beautifies our life, who helps us to see the beauty of life. And because it's a home connection, I do wonder, Sandy, whether you could do something or start something that you could run alongside your current job that you could do from home, because it's a home card. It's Imulk. We're giving birth to things. So I leave you with that thought. Good morning to Renee and Tara. Thank you for the beautiful gift. Good morning to Maureen. Yes, Libra sister, always drawn to your Celtic roots. Would love a message for February, of course, for Maureen. There we go. Again, more letting go. I think letting go is just going to be such a theme. Letting go, this comes with Archangel Michael, who is cutting away our chains. And that chains are usually our thoughts and our beliefs and our subconscious patterns that we need to dig out. So I would say to you again this message, what if you feel that you're resisting something or something's pushing your buttons, then embrace that, because it's actually your friend. It's telling you what it is that you need to repattern to release. So you'll have to let me know about that, Maureen. Catherine, happy St. Breed's Day to you and yours too. You would welcome a message for your highest good, of course. So there we go. Just flipping that out. This is about stress. Don't overload yourself, especially if things are coming up from the past, perhaps things that are not happy memories or triggers of memories from the past where things were not how you wanted them. Don't let them control you. Just acknowledge them. The angels are now channeling through me. Don't let them control you. Just acknowledge that they exist, but they're past. And they don't have the right to control your future. But you need to be aware of them, because otherwise they start to stress you out. So that is the message that I have for you there. Lioness, blessings to you too. Joni, good morning. Thank you for your kind comments about my book. If you're pulling cards, you would like life, purpose and work. Okay. Calling the angels, but also Archangel Michael, who's very, very good at this. So what does Joni need to know about life, purpose and work? The dragons are getting in there as well. I can't help it. There are dragons everywhere. I have a knight charging forwards towards new beginning. This person is focused and decisive and definitive. It's a Gemini card as well, which means communication. Sometimes events when I get this card happen with great speed. So I would say this card, the message is get very clear about what you want, because as soon as you do, it's going to come in very fast. Lioness Maureen, thank you for asking. My book is available on Amazon. Finally, I sorted that the glitch out with Amazon.com, so you can buy it in the States. It's called Bedtime Tales for Dogs. I'll try and put you a link up later if I get the moment. Jennifer, good morning to you. Very kind comments, thank you. And you found the Pluto in Aquarius quote, so well done. Gosh, people are so good on your socials, far faster than me. Quelly, good morning to you. Blessed and favoured on this day. Tara Elizabeth, hello. And Quelly, again, Chinese Year of the Dragon. Yeah, I love that. So let me just see where I am in terms of timing. Okay, was the one other thing I was going to do. I was going to pull a card for you if you're not in the Facebook chat room, because I don't ever want someone to feel excluded. So if you're not in the Facebook chat room, this is a card for you. Good morning to Gwyn, who's just come into the chat room. I will try and get in there again in a minute and just see how we go. So if you're not in the Facebook chat room, I have the Moon, which is a major arcana card. Again, it's Pisces. It's a Piscean card. It is, the Moon is always our inner world. So I would say this is a time in Imulk when things are growing within the belly. Whatever you are doing, be very aware of your inner world, your inner sensitivities, and listen to them. Because it's still that child of an idea being nurtured. It's a time to really nurture ourselves at the moment. And I'm very quickly going to see whether I can get back in the chat room, whether my computer will be fast enough to get me there, because I know that some more people have come in and I'm very mindful of the time. Yes, I've just about got time to do it. So whizzing down to say, oh, you enjoyed your dragon. I'm glad you did. Denise, very quickly, like lightning, I'm going to do you a card because I'm coming up on time. But Denise, you love a message. Yep, there we go. This is to do with home and ancestry and finance. I'm feeling the ancestry, Denise. So if you are drawn to ancestry in some way that gives you great strength, because it's a card of great strength, this, the Ten of Coins or the Ten of Earth in my deck. But it's ancestry, it's security is the overarching message of this, the umbrella message of this. This card can mean many things, but I'm feeling the security you get from ancestry and feeling supported and surrounded by people who support you as you support others. Because of the ancestry, the support is coming from above, but also as that strength grows within you, you then pay that forward by supporting others. It's a very, very nurturing card. And as we're talking about this on Imulk, I want to say that that's something that is a kind of message for all of us, I think. I'm going to leave that there. So I am coming up on time. And goodness, where did the time go on the show? I was going to do so many things. I was going to talk about how to do starscopes as well, but maybe I will do that next week. I was going to do an impromptu starscopes lesson and do a starscope for February. But as I'm on air next week, and I will have written them by then, I will perhaps do a starscope message then. And you'll also be able to find them on my website, Angel Hands Heal, and on One to Listen this weekend. I will get on it. So I want to thank you so much for joining me and coming into the Facebook chat room in so many numbers. It is always a joy. And there is so much more yet to come on 1-2 Radio today. I love listening to my colleagues and the wealth of and treasure trove of wisdom that comes forth on this radio station. So thank you so much for your company. I will be back next week when, guess what? I'll be taking you through my February starscopes. Till then, work with your dragon, enjoy that meditation again, and I will see you at the same time next week. This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Have a great week, lots of love, and bye-bye for now.